Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's epistle is from the wise words of Saint Paul, where he describes how he is happily suffering persecution for the sake of gaining salvation to sinners. Like to Saint Paul, these words truly fit perfectly to today's saint, Saint Peter the Martyr. Saint Peter was born of parents who were followers of heresy called Cathari. He was born at Verona in the year 1205, when the church joined prosperity and peace, and new religious orders of Saint Francis and Saint Dominic were about to be born. God preserved Saint Peter from the danger which attended his birth of being infected with heretical sentiments. His father sent him to be educated by a Catholic schoolmaster, from whom he learned the true faith. One day Peter's uncle, out of curiosity, asked him his religion lesson. The boy recited to him the creed and explained it in the Catholic sense. His uncle tried long to persuade him that what he had learned wasn't true, but the boy didn't budge in his adhering to true doctrine, and his uncle looked this as a bad omen for their sect. But Peter's father only laughed at these fears and sent his son to the University of Bologna, which city was then in bad repute for its great corruption of manners among the youth. God, however, who had before protected Saint Peter from heresy, now guarded him from bad manners. Every day the boy fortified himself in the sovereign horror of sin. Saint Peter wanted so much to stay away from sin and heresy that he addressed himself to Saint Dominic, and though he was only 15 years old, was granted admission to the new Dominican order. There he always practiced the rule with the most scrupulous exactness and fidelity. He was faithful in prayer, and his watchings and fasts were so rigorous that even in his novitiate they considerably impaired his health. Saint Peter had such a great gratitude to Jesus for the graces he had received, a holy zeal for God's honor, and a tender compassion for sinners. And this drove him to work with great zeal and diligence to procure the conversion of souls to God. This conversion was the subject of his daily tears and prayers. And after he was ordained a priest, he devoted himself entirely to the function of preaching. And he converted an incredible number of heretics and sinners in Italy. But through this great success, God also prepared for Peter the crown of martyrdom. He was accused by some of his own Dominican brethren of bad actions with strangers. He defended himself with trembling in such a manner that he was believed to be guilty, not of anything criminal, but of a breaking of the Dominican rule. And his superiors banished him far away to a remote little convent in Ancona and removed him from the office of preaching. But in the true spirit of Saint Paul, Peter received this humiliation with great interior joy, on seeing himself suffer something in imitation of Jesus. For Jesus himself, who was of infinite sanctity, had borne with patience and silence the most grievous slanders, afflictions, and torments, all for our sake. But after some months, Peter's reputation was cleared, and he was commanded to return and resume his former functions. He again appeared everywhere in the pulpits with both greater zeal and greater success than ever. He declared war in all places against vice. He was met in every place with a cross, banner, trumpets, and drums. He was made superior of several houses of his order, and in the year 1232, when he was less than 30 years, he was made by the Pope the Inquisitor General of the faith. Saint Peter had from start been the terror of the heretics. Now, when they saw him invested with this dignity, they conceived a greater hatred than ever against him. They conspired his death and hired two assassins to murder him in one of his trips. The ruffians lay in ambush for him on his road, and one of them gave him two cuts on the head with an axe, and then stabbed his companion. In his dying agony, Peter rose on his knees and recommended himself to God by these words, "Into thy hands, Lord, I commend my soul." This murder happened on the 6th day of April in 1252, when the saint was 46 years old. His body was buried in the Dominicans' church in Milan. The heretics were confounded at his heroic death and of the wonderful miracles God wrought at his shrine, and in great numbers desired to be admitted into the Catholic Church. Carinus, that was the name of the murderer, fled out of the territory of Milan, and being struck with remorse, he renounced his heresy, put on the habit of a lay brother among the Dominicans, and persevered in penance to the edification of many. Saint Peter was canonized only 1 year after his death by Pope Innocent IV, who appointed his festival to be kept on this day. And Saint Peter the Martyr was truly a Pauline saint, in that for the charity he had for his neighbor, and he was ready to undergo all and everything it took for achieving their conversion, even persecution. As we pray in today's secret of the Mass, all the defenders of the faith are always under God's protection, not necessarily in the manner of safeguarding them against troubles, but in that manner that they never lose sight of the one thing which is important, the salvation in God and the zeal of acquiring that to others. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.